So you ready to start or not?
I'm always ready. I'm ready now.
Yeah, well, just give me the word when you're ready to start. Now, look, we've had a lot of complaints about the programme recently, so if you swear as much as you have been swearing, it's just not good. You're going to have to stop it, all right?
I did use the C word last week, I think. Or was it the week before?
What? Cosmopolitan?
Yeah, something like that, yes.
Yeah, well, don't use it again.
Okay.
All right? Just, we have to be very, very careful. There could be people who get easily fucking offended, so you've got to just not put out any offensive language at all.
I will try not to swear. It's very hard, but I'll try.
Yeah, I know. This is supposed to be a serious podcast for people to learn, you know, a little bit about life and whatever happens. Right, so are you... let me just click on... oh, shit and bollocks. Let me just click on the running order for the thing, and then we can get on with it. Is this show number 281?
It is, yes.
Do you mean there are 281 fucking hours of me talking bollocks?
Well, there's 281 hours. I wouldn't say that you were talking. I can't say bollocks, can I?
No. Okay. Well, not when we start, no. Okay. All right, okay, let's do the fucking thing, right. Okay?
Yeah.
Right. Oh, shit, don't do that. I want to just start. I've got things to do later. I can't spend too much time doing this. Not paying me anywhere near enough to do any of it anyway when I think about it.
You said I had to give you the word.
What is the word? What are you talking about?
The word is tomato.
Are you all right? Have you been drinking?
I've had a bad week, you know. Someone crashed my car and, you know, my toe's still playing up. You know, I'm not feeling so good today.
I haven't had such a good week, but, you know, we're professionals. We come over there. What is this about? You put 30 more videos on the YouTube channel.
Yeah. Of
what videos are you putting on there? I mean, you haven't even run these past me.
I assume that someone in history has run them past you at some point.
What do you mean?
Well, they're TV shows of yourself, so I imagine that you've agreed somewhere that they should go out somewhere.
Yeah, but, I mean, you put some of the stuff we did way back when out now, people are going to get offended.
Oh, yeah, there's lots of stuff to get offended about, yeah.
Well, don't put it out. What have you put out now? 30?
Yeah, 30. There's one show with men wearing silk negligees. As the new fashion back in the 90s.
Yeah, well, I still wear a silk negligee now. I don't understand what the problem is about that.
Yeah, there's that one you did with Pamela Anderson. That's out.
Gosh, that's old.
Yeah.
Pamela Anderson must have been about 20 then.
Nicholas Parsons. There's a show you did with Nicholas Parsons.
He's still alive, you know.
Is he?
Well, I think he is.
Wow. I used to like Nicholas
Parsons. I've seen him for years.
Using past tense there. I like Nicholas Parsons.
Yeah. Okay. Go on.
Lionel Blair.
What was I doing with Lionel Blair?
Line dancing towards the end.
Was I?
Yeah, you were. Yeah. Lionel Blair. Cookie and you and Lionel Blair.
Was I any good at it?
Actually, you weren't too bad. Yeah, you weren't too bad. Martin Daniels. He's there.
Okay.
Also,
Paul Daniels' son.
Yeah, Paul Daniels. You kept on calling him Paul.
Did I? Oh, well, dyslexic. You see, I always have a problem with names.
Yeah, there's a naked magician called Lynx on there.
Is she any good?
Yeah, cabaret.
Right, because you're a bit of a magician yourself, aren't you?
Yeah, usual sort of, you know, sticking a sword through your arm, that kind of thing. Flame swallowing.
And she did it naked?
But, well... I think there was one with her naked. The rest of the time, there was, naked, basically. Yeah.
Sort of naked. TV naked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that would have taken people's attention from what she was doing.
Then there's obviously lots of episodes with the Dream Boys. I don't know what the fascination with the Dream Boys is obviously about. But,
I used to get a lot of stick for having naked women on my show, and I thought we should balance it up. And one of our producers was a big fan of the Dream Boys, so they do feature quite often.
And then you had the balloon dance with the naked men and with the balloons.
I don't remember any of this. This is sounds to me to be the most offensive thing you could ever see on television.
Then you did a gardening spot at one point where you grew some strange things.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you did a programme like that these days, Ofcom would have a fucking field day, wouldn't they?
Well, the trick is to go out of the realms of Ofcom.
Is there anywhere?
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah.
All right, okay. Anyway, listen, can we get back to this fucking thing now? Because I'm running out of time, okay? So if I just introduce it and then we just start on doing it.
Well, I have to say tomato first.
Oh, God, if this makes you feel happy, right. When you say that, I will start.
Tomato.
Hi, welcome to the James Whale Radio Podcast, broadcasting wherever you're picking us up from. Nice to have you with us today. I'm sat here in my my little studio in my home, produced by Robbo, who is sitting 300 miles away from me in his little studio at home. Say hello, Robbo.
Hello, Robbo.
There we are. Very good indeed. And I know that most of you have tuned in to hear my latest report on the situation regarding Brexit.
Okay.
Well, what's wrong?
What? Sorry?
What's wrong?
Nothing. I thought we were going to do carry on.
No, what's wrong?
It's a Brexit. It's getting on my tits.
Look, can we just stick to the fucking script?
Okay.
Edit this fucking bit out, and then we'll get on with a fucking programme like we planned it, you fucking dickhead.
Tomato.
So, a lot of you have tuned in to hear my latest thoughts on the Brexit situation. Well, I have to be quite honest with you. I'm getting sodding fed up with Brexit. I don't really care anymore. I know this is going to come as a huge shock and a surprise to many. I warned against the dangers of voting to leave the European Union a long time ago. Sadly, at the time the referendum was out, I was working for the BBC primarily, and they don't like you to have a point of view. Even though it's been my experience that most of them are left-wing socialists and pretty stupid, the BBC basically couldn't be impartial if its life depended on it. They are left-wing. They are diverse. And I'm getting fed up with the BBC. In fact, so fed up, I'm beginning to wonder whether there's any ever a chance of me working on it again. You say boo to somebody, shout at somebody, tell somebody to f***ing pull themselves together, and they go and complain. I can't believe it. So I don't need a TV licence. In the future, I won't be having one. I won't be watching traditional television so they can go and get stuffed. For me, a couple of programmes here and there. I'm quite happy to do Gardener's Question Time, something like that. I'd be quite good at that. Forget how I got onto that. How did I get onto the BBC?
I've no idea. I'm a tomato.
Anyway, so we're talking about Brexit. And to be quite honest with you, my friends, I have decided now that I couldn't give a flying fig about Brexit. I told everybody that Brexit would be an unmitigated disaster. And I talk quite often about Brexit because, of course, there isn't much else in the news agenda at the moment, is there? On my talk radio show, Monday to Thursday, 7 o'clock until 10, you can hear me on talk radio. And occasionally on a Saturday, filling in for Jeremy Kyle, because he's gone missing and nobody knows where he is. Anyway, back to Brexit. I have asked Brexiteers to give me really good reasons as to why we should leave the European Union and how we would be better off. And it has to be said that the only person who speaks sensibly about it is Nigel Farage. And he only speaks sensibly about it when he's talking to me. And when I have interviewed him on my radio programme about it, he makes complete and utter sense. When I hear the ramblings of people like Jacob Rees-Mogg, I actually wonder whether he should be in the House of Commons. Well, there we are. Each to his own, as they say. So I don't care anymore. I care about the fact that we're going to be jammed with trucks coming in and out of the country, and I live in Kent, which, if we're not very careful, they're going to turn into a fucking enormous, edit that bit, car park. But, you know, if people... I looked at my Twitter feed the other day, and some of the moronic, stupid idiots... It really amuses me when I see the response of these so-called Brexiteers, who actually... phoning, we had one on the programme the other day. In fact, it's well documented because I think Talk Radio have put it out of a video. And this guy, I can't remember his name now, from somewhere, rang in to give me a good telling off. Come on, give me a good telling off, James, because you're really out of order. And quite frankly, I'd like to take your partner out and buy her a dinner. And I'm really not sure why he actually thought that. But still, never mind. My partner, of course, is Rob. And so he wants to take Rob out for dinner. He's more than welcome. But I'm losing track again. Fact is, the vast majority of people who seem to vote for Brexit can't string two words together, which is fine. Each to their own. And when I ask people, even reasonably intelligent people, why did you vote to leave the European Union? They go on about sovereignty, on about control of our laws, on about this, on about that. One bloke I was talking to the other day said, well, it's racist, isn't it? I said, how's it racist? Well, you're only interested in Europeans. I said, well, yeah, because it's a European... Oh, never mind. Never mind. I've lost the will. So we can stay, we can leave, we can go. I don't care. I'll always find something to do. It won't affect me that much. It'll affect lots of people of my kids' age and then grandchildren, if you've got those, and great-grandchildren. You know, it'll affect quite a lot of people for quite a few years to come, splitting this up. It could also affect the stability of the part of the world in which we live. I don't know that it will, but these are all problems that could be caused. You know, we could have stayed in the European Union. We didn't have to have the European army. We haven't joined the European currency. None of those things would we do, nor would I want to see us do it. But as a trading bloc, we surely were better off. And having ease of movement, I found great. Pop over there, have a dinner in France, pop back, have a holiday, not have to worry about it. And then get people saying, well, there are too many people in this country. Really? Too many people over the whole world. I wouldn't worry about that too much. Who are taking our jobs? The only people who complain that somebody from somewhere else is taking their jobs tends to be people who don't want a job, I have noticed. I'm not saying everybody that voted Brexit is stupid. There are some people who voted with the best of intentions to leave the European Union for all kinds of reasons. Unfortunately, there is a hard core of people who just don't like anyone else, and they voted for Brexit. But as I said, as far as Brexit is concerned, I've had enough of it. I've had enough of it. There are so many stupid people arguing. And now we are facing the prospect of some of these idiots causing trouble. We had a bloke on the roof of one of London's stations. We've had people leave explosives on railway lines saying that they're doing it for Brexit. I can only assume another portion of the people who voted to leave the European Union have got mental health issues. But as I said, I don't care. We get what we deserve, and we probably deserve it, because these people have been given far too much kudos. You know, on the one hand, we have got everybody going, oh, well, you can't upset anybody, and, you know, the BBC trying to make sure everybody who is slightly different gets a job. And, the BBC drive me mad, but never mind. I don't understand society. You know, we're pandering to the weakest in society, so that they can get people who can't look after themselves, people who can't cope as well, have to be looked after. Yes, I agree. We can't leave people. But honestly, trying to boost them up to take over from the people who are the entrepreneurs, people who are doing well, just seems bollocks to me. Edit that bit. So anyway, Brexit. Okay, I've had enough. To be quite honest, there are other things to discuss. If we are going to leave Europe, well, we just have to suffer the consequences. And who knows? Some of the Brexiteers who say there won't be any consequences, we'll be much better off. We'll be keeping 39 billion. Well, you won't notice that because we probably wasted somewhere around about that much already. Anyway, never mind. And it won't change the NHS. That won't be better for Brexit because an enormous amount of the staff of the NHS come from Europe. They won't be coming, as you'll see in the future. I will be proved to be right. But I don't care. You've decided. Apparently, the people have decided. Well, about half the people have decided. Doesn't sound very democratic to me. The only way to get out of this, really, if you want my opinion, and I know lots of you don't, but if you want my opinion, the only real way to get out of this and save face, there will always be a hardcore of nutters who go round under some extreme flags shouting about how we've seen them. They're well documented. They are idiots. And hopefully the police can deal with them. I don't think there are as many as people say. And if you saw the Leave March, it was a bit of a rabble and there weren't many people there. But they all think they're super intelligent. I'm just a working class bloke and you're calling me stupid. Yes, I'm not stupid. Okay, prove it. Tell me why you think we're going to be better off when we leave the European Union. Because we'll have control of our laws, our borders, our money. Yeah, well, what does that actually mean? And then, you know, it then descends into an argument. And I can't be bothered anymore because I'm bored with it. I'm bored with it, and there aren't very many people who can discuss it properly without getting rude, and then I have to be rude back, and it's always my fault. So I've had enough of it. I've had enough of it. And let's see what happens. The only way to sort it is to have another vote, that people now can be asked, OK, we spent 3 years arguing about Brexit. Here's the situation. We have a deal that's been negotiated by our current Prime Minister with the European Union. It's not a great deal, but it's a deal for the withdrawal. So you can have that deal or we leave without a deal. Those are the choices. I mean, perhaps we should have thrown in or we can just stay as we are. But then that's going to upset people. So here's the deal. We have a vote on this. You either accept the deal that we have now or we leave with no deal. That is the choice. And if you had a referendum on that, then that would make the decision. If everybody decides they want to leave the European Union with no deal, and it is a good majority of people, then we leave with no deal. And we sort it out. And if people say, yeah, well, we need a deal, let's get the deal, let's go with what's happened and then see if we can sort it from there, fine. The only problem, of course, I do foresee is the border with Northern Ireland that nobody'd considered. Jacob Rees-Mogg even told me live on talk radio about a year or so ago, there's technology in place, James. There doesn't need to be any of this worrying. That shows you how much he knows. And by the way, I think he's moved quite a lot of his businesses out of this country. So anyway, I've had enough. That's it. I'm not saying any more about Brexit. I'm bored with it.
Tomato.
Never mind fucking tomato. That's it. As far as Brexit's concerned, I've finished. Here's a story that really has been annoying me this week. Because, look, I don't know if there is a God. I don't know if there's a place called heaven. I'm absolutely convinced there's no burning pit called hell. And heaven, by the way, I'm not sure what that existence is. If there is an existence where your mind and your spirit, whatever you want to call it, the bit that, or is that just functioned by the brain? I think it is functioned by the brain, makes us do all this. Very clever. And everybody, human beings, have got this thing they want to survive after they die because we've got this thing inbuilt in us, a self-preservation thing, unless your brain has become damaged and you don't want to be around and you take your own life. That's another thing. So as far as I can see, and I'm not 100%, so I'm agnostic about it. I'm not saying there's definitely not some kind of existence because we know now there are very more existences than just three levels. So what do they call that, Robbo?
Not with you at all.
Well, you know, the new science that says there are different levels of. We don't live in a three-dimensional world. The scientists have more or less proved that, haven't they?
Then we live in a fourth-dimensional world.
No, we live in a multi-dimensional world, according to the new science. But anyway, you know, there may be another existence. I'm not sure that there is, but you get loads of people. I've never found one that actually could prove it, who say they're in touch with dead people because they're all a bit strange. And I've met loads of them, from Doris Stokes, who was very famous, Doris Collins, Derek Acora, and many, many more. Nice, all nice, all believe they're doing something, but all a bit strange. So people say I'm a bit strange. I think that's very unfair. I don't understand why people think I'm a bit strange, do you?
Yeah, I wouldn't use the word a bit.
Yeah. No, nor would I. Anyway, so when I see that Brunei, because the dictator of Brunei, who apparently we all love in this country, he owns the Dorchester Hotel in London and various other places around the country and the world, because he's got more money probably than anyone else. And he is the leader of Brunei. There's no democracy in Brunei. It's the Sultan. He says what goes. So he's just changed the law in Brunei because they're an Islamic nation. Why do we identify nations with a religion? I mean, people say, well, we're Christians. I'm not a Christian. I'm not a Muslim. I'm not a Hindu. I'm not anything. I'm just a human being, part of the human race. I don't have to have all this other bollocks flying around, and I'm pretty sure most of it is, because people who believe... There's a guy walking around, phoned into my radio show the other night, called Ken, goes around with placards saying Jesus is about to return. Hope he doesn't fucking come here, because where he was last time, they've never had any peace since he was there.
The Isle of Anglesey is a Jedi island.
The Isle of Anglesey is a Jedi island? What bollocks are you talking?
The Church of Jedi is in Holyhead.
There is no Church of Jedi. What are you talking about?
There's a Church of Jedi in Holyhead, and Warwick Davis was ordained there.
Well, okay. You happen to know that I am a Raelian bishop, don't you?
I do.
I mean, I don't know whether we've got that interview somewhere. You should put that out.
What was the name of the official Raelian?
Rael.
That was the one, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's half human, half alien. You know, his mother was impregnated.
She was abducted and returned.
Mm. In fact, when he does interviews, he always comes wearing a spacesuit, and I'm not sure why.
He's in disguise, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah. Well, some people thought he was the Messiah.
He could be.
Yeah. Anyway, this all goes back to Brunei, who've decided now they've got Sharia law, which is the most ridiculous thing if you've ever read it, and believed by people. Are people brainwashed en masse? I suppose they are. I mean, because they sit in churches, synagogues and mosques, don't they? And they listen to people talking the most idiotic bilge, which is, by the way, why I have not been for about 20 years to anybody's wedding service. Because I went to one, must have been 20 years ago now, and I've never liked religion at all. I've always found them to be smug, sanctimonious and everything else. And this guy was, you know, was giving out a little sort of talk before he did the wedding ceremony. I just heckled him. Absolutely heckled him. they talk them. I've done it at funeral. I won't have any religion at funerals. Any funerals I'm connected to, there will be no religion at mine. And when Melinda died, her funeral was like a massive party. But, oh dear, religion just pisses me off no end. So here we are in Brunei. They have decided that if you're gay or LGBT or an adulterer, then you will be stoned to death. Which, stoning to death is a pretty horrific way of executing. You get buried up to your neck, your head is left out, and then people are invited to throw rocks at your head. And this is because they are religious. Well, that just says it all, as far as I'm concerned. And don't think the Christians get off lightly with this, because look at the history of Christianity and what some of these wankers did when they thought you didn't believe in God. They stuck flaming hot poles up your backside and various other things, didn't they?
Yeah, tortured you a lot.
Yeah, religion is disgusting. It is absolutely disgusting. That's my opinion. It's a free country. I'm allowed to have it. In other countries, I'd be put to death for saying that.
Won't happen in the Jedi religion.
Won't it? Why?
Well, because you can be any religion and be a Jedi.
Okay. Well, I don't want to be any religion, but there we are. So Brunei, I feel for the people of Brunei, because this has been put together by this stupid old twat, the Sultan, who, by the way, had better not come to this country. Do you understand Brunei's part of the British Commonwealth? Why haven't they thrown them out yet? Or maybe they have. Hopefully they will.
Very tiny. I saw it on the map. I've never really understood
where it
was.
It's the size of a city.
Yeah.
Yeah. And all this wealth, where did this wealth come from?
Oil. They've got three main countries buying their oil off them, supporting them.
Don't buy any more Japanese cars.
Hmm.
I've never been a fan of Japanese food, by the way. Much prefer Indian and Chinese. Indian is my favourite. So back to this. So apparently now if you are a gay or you've got lots of women on the side or whatever, you're going to get stoned to death if they find you. Well, obviously, it's going to be very fucking difficult to prove, isn't it?
Can people from Brunei leave the country and claim asylum in this country?
Well, I would want to. I'm pretty sure they can. I don't know. I've never met anyone from Brunei. Do they ever leave their country?
You'd think they would, wouldn't you?
Is a Brunei? Are they called Brunese?
That's a good question.
Maybe, listen, you can always get in touch with us here at the James Whale Radio podcast by emailing me at jameswhaleradio.co.uk, isn't it?
jameswhaleradio@gmail.com.
Oh, that's right. jameswhaleradio@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, well, yeah. I was slightly confused myself then.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So anyway, where were we? Brunei, I can't believe it. I really can't believe it. And Saudi Arabia have recently just arrested more women, including two Americans, for demonstrating for women's rights. And we keep saying, oh, yes, well, better for us to be friends with the Saudis. Why don't we just tell them to fuck off? If they're going to behave like people from the Middle Ages and their human rights are disgusting and appalling, why do we countenance that in a civilized world? Why do we allow that to go on? Oh, Daisy May, give me my foot a little kiss. Oh, baby. Oh, I wish I could just live with dogs.
My toe's still not good.
No?
No.
What's wrong with your toe?
It's just really sore every time I walk and every time I put shoes on.
Do you know, nobody could give a fuck about your foot, so shut up. I think there's going to be a few demonstrations and repercussions about this in Brunei. It's just ridiculous. What, in the 21st century, you suddenly pass a law saying anybody who's gay can be stoned to death? How backward? How backward? Had it not been for flipping Brexit, I'm sure that would have been a main story in the news. Anyway, listen, I'm getting tired now, and it must be time for you to do your bit. I know it's boring, and I know nobody really wants to listen to it, but I suppose in the interests of the fact you might one day get a sponsor for it, we should let you do it, shouldn't we?
Well, it's our effort of being diverse, I suppose, isn't it?
What is diverse? Did you see there's somebody was on this morning wants to be, because you know you can now identify as whatever you want.
Yes.
You identify as a cunt. Oh. That was difficult not to laugh at that, wasn't it? Anyway, there was a woman on this morning the other day who is going to identify as a bimbo.
Right.
Did you see that?
No, I haven't. Has she seen your old TV shows?
Well, I was just thinking maybe it's time to re-release the record.
I've got the record. We could I could play a little bit.
I don't think. Well, you can. I don't care. It got to number 39, I think, in the top 40.
It did quite well. Yeah, I bought a copy.
Yeah, I got a check for £11. That's what I got out of that record.
It made you famous, though, didn't it? Really.
Mm-mm. I don't think many people ever really heard it. It was a one-week wonder. We did it on the TV show to see how the television show could actually promote music.
It did quite well, I will admit. And the B-side is better.
I don't think I was on the B-side. How could that be better?
Well, it's the outro music to the show, which is the same outro music I use in this show called The Big Egg.
Oh, right. Well, I went on The Hitman and Her with that.
Did you sing it live?
There wasn't really anything to sing in it. I just went, bimbo, bimbo.
Spin it back, spin it right back. You said that?
Oh, yeah. Spin it back, spin it right back, bimbo.
Take me to the bridge.
Taking the mick out of the whole thing. The genre of the bimbo was very posh at the time. And then there was the himbo.
The what?
The himbo, which is just good-looking men who hung around just because they were good-looking. Hence the Dream Boys appearing on the show.
Well, I'll play a little bit in a minute.
I can't wait. Right. Can you get on and do What's It, and then we'll do Thingy, and then we'll be finished.
Okay.
Well, I'm not sure anybody's sticking with the show anymore, because they're probably fucking bored stiff now.
Somebody wrote a test virus, computer virus, that can put tumours on scans to fool doctors.
Well, whoever did that, in my view, should be hung.
I think it's just to prove a point that if people were to hack into hospitals, they can cause all sorts of untold damage.
Well, then they shouldn't be hung. They should be congratulated, and we need to check this out. There are some sick fuckers around. And we don't know, do we, how much interference there is into our life from countries outside China, who are very keen. They've got lots of people who do things like this in China, haven't they, I'm led to believe, and Russia.
Can we stick with the Chinese? I don't mind upsetting the Chinese.
Why?
They're quite passive, aren't they?
No, I don't think they are. Well, mind you, the question is, do we do this to other countries? I mean, are we interfering with whatever's going on in Russia or China or somewhere else?
That is true. Yeah, we could be doing the reverse.
I mean, surely we could have sort out Brunei in that case.
I don't think they have computers.
Oh, okay.
Microsoft's ebook shop has been shut down.
Oh dear. Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear.
And they deleted everyone's books. So if you bought a book from the Microsoft ebook store, you no longer have it. The good news is they're going to refund absolutely everybody who ever purchased a book. So that's a really good service at the end of the day, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Why are they closing it down?
I don't think anyone used it, hence why they're refunding everybody. I think probably only five people. A company in Switzerland has made a car battery that can store 1,000 kilowatts per kilogram.
Is that good?
600-mile range now. I think we're there now. I think 600 miles is good. I think that's the standard. Now, I think, I don't think we need
to
go
any further. Well, you couldn't do a car. I mean, what you know, about 300-400 miles at a push out of one fill up on a car?
I think if you can drive the car from the bottom of Britain to the top of Britain, then that's enough.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree. I would agree. But the problem is these batteries are still very difficult to get rid of and very heavy.
They're working on that. That's the next stage. I think now we've got the distance, let's work on the getting rid of and making them lighter.
My car, my Land Rover, could I have it converted to battery power?
Yeah, of course you can. Just get a car behind it to push it.
That'd be fucking facetious. Could I have the engine taken out and a battery engine put in?
Yeah, but it would cost more than just taking it into a garage and saying, can you convert this car? By magic, they just change the car for an electric one. It'd be cheaper.
Oh, okay. Well, I just bought this car. It's got a diesel engine. It's a very new diesel. It doesn't actually pollute at all.
Is that one of the diesel engines that actually put better stuff back in the atmosphere?
Apparently, yeah. And then every 1,000-odd miles, you have to go and put this blue stuff in it.
What, Tories?
No. Little thing comes up and says, add blue.
Okay.
I'm pretty fucking blue anyway.
That's very true. Happy birthday, Gmail. It's 15 years old.
Happy birthday, Gmail. Is it as good as email?
Gmail is email.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Well, why do they call it Gmail?
It's a better revision.
What?
We're all waiting for iMail.
What's wrong with A-mail?
Well, it was very slow.
And Z-mail?
We haven't got there yet.
And snail-mail?
That's just for snails.
Okay. All right. Just thought I'd ask.
Oh, I found out the other day why divers fall backwards to get into the water.
You didn't know? Well, you try leaping front first with a fucking cylinder of air on your back and you'll know why.
Oh, that's not the reason I was told.
What was the reason you were told?
Because you'd fall into the boat.
What?
Well, if you fell forward, you'd be in the boat, wouldn't you? Be pointless going down.
Oh, I see. Never mind.
Facebook.
Ridiculous. What about Facebook?
They made publicly available 540 million records, including account names, comments and likes. They were stored on an Amazon cloud server. They'd now been removed, but they were there for months.
Doesn't anybody take any notice, really, of what's going on social media? It seems nobody sort of keeps an eye on anything.
I think all social media should be public.
Well, it is, isn't it?
Yeah, having a private, you know, your Facebook account for friends only, that's stupid. It should all be public. That way everyone knows where they stand. Anything you put on social media, it's public. That's it. End of story. Nothing private. If you want to tell people stuff privately, go around their house, you lazy sods.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I consider as well. The only problem is I never know what you have fucking recorded of our conversations and where it's going to end up. And if I find it ends up anywhere, you are in big trouble. And I've only got two words to say to you, right?
Yeah.
Mickey Mouse.
Oh, Jesus.
Right.
All the stuff that, you know, you don't want me to put out, I put at the beginning of the show.
If I find anything that's at the beginning of the show is put out, right?
Yeah.
Mickey fucking Mouse. Look out for the black car with the blacked out windows and the Mickey Mouse on the bonnet. Then it's too late to worry. You have been told. You've been warned. Take heed, my friend. Take heed.
Should we do questions for the whale?
I think we better.
Yes, boss.
Get on with it.
Gene Matheson.
Or Mickey Mouse could pay you a call. And that last bit doesn't go on air.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Sorry.
Good. What a bimbo. What a bimbo. James Whale. James Whale.
Bimbo.
James Whale. The most famous man.
Spin the whole thing back. Hey, spin it back.
Here we go. Shall we do questions for the whale?
Yes. Let's do questions for the whale.
Good. Come on, then. There's a good boy.
Gene Matheson.
God, Gene, you're always on, Gene, aren't you? But nice to have regulars.
Why do people look better with age? Not me. I just look like a bus sofa.
Well, because some of us have, people have actually said to me, have you done a deal with the devil? Which I thought was really unfair. No, it's just a lot of moisturizer.
I think you look great.
Good. On we go.
Marnie Nayer.
Mm-hmm. Marnie, hello.
How's Rob? Let's ignore that. That's about me. This show.
No. Let's. If it's a question for the whale, let's just do it. Come on.
Okay. How's Rob's foot? Did he recover?
Nobody gives a shit.
Yeah.
Next one.
John Scott. Yes, WrestleMania 35 this Sunday, James. Just wanted to know who your favourite wrestler was. Did you used to watch show? Well, the sport.
Jackie Palo. On we go.
Tom Paul, if you could be any rock star from history, who would you choose to be? Sorry about that.
Who would I choose to be? Rock star in history. Who was my favorite? I think if I could be any rock star, I'd quite like to have been Freddie Mercury.
That's a very good answer.
Are you all right? Are you okay? No, you seem a little worried.
No, I'm okay.
Stop shaking.
I'm okay.
If you continue to shake...
Yeah.
Sorry. Mickey Mouse. So stop shaking. Everything's going to be all right.
Steve Fox.
Stevie.
What do you think about the troops using a picture of Jeremy Corbyn for target practice?
Yes, interesting. I was going to talk at greater length about that, actually, Steve. I'm glad you brought it up. I think two things. First of all, of course, recently some right-wing extremist nutter killed Joe Cox, the MP, and people have been saying this sort of thing could encourage that. Now, that was absolutely tragic and appalling, and luckily the bloke has been caught and he's been banged up and never come out, hopefully. You know, I think a little bit much has been made of it. I am sure that, you know, from time to time, just to lighten the load, people do things like that. You know, when I came up with an idea for an archery round, which is a sort of form of field archery where we would put lots of politicians around the course. And everybody thought that was slightly in bad taste. For my birthday once, we were walking around. I do field archery. Look it up if you don't know what it is. But it's like a course, a bit like playing golf with a bow and arrow, but you're in a wood. And we came upon this target, and then I suddenly squinted, and it was me, fully naked. We won't go into how my wife got hold of this picture, but it was, and she had it blown up to life size, and they'd stuck it on the target as a bit of a laugh. I don't think anybody could really think that these guys were meaning to go out and actually physically shoot Jeremy Corbyn. I think it was probably in bad taste. Whoever filmed it shouldn't have done. And maybe whoever put it out needs to be given a really thoroughly good talking to, because there will be lots of people who will be offended by it. And I feel sorry for the guys who will get who will be told off. I don't think it'll be very severe punishment, but hey, these are paras. They do a very difficult, very dangerous job. They are practicing in a attic in Afghanistan. Not a good place for them to be. I think too much has been made of it. That's what I think, Stevie. Anybody wants to take a different tack? Email jameswhale@gmail.com.
No.
James.whale@gmail.co. I don't know. What is it?
James.
I can't fucking remember my own fucking email.
JamesWhaleRadio@gmail.com.
JamesWhaleRadio@gmail.com. Just let me know your thoughts.
Okay.
Right.
Rob James.
Yep, Rob.
Is it true that the Flat Earth Society has now gone global?
I think they were global, to be honest.
Jackie Gant. Will I make it out of hospital this month?
Jackie, I've got my fingers crossed. I sincerely hope you will.
Colin Watkins.
It's a lot of questions today.
Yeah, I'm filling in time.
Why?
I want to play your bimbo song.
No, we don't want to play the bimbo song.
Oh, don't we?
No. Now get on with the questions. I'm going to the pub.
Colin Watkins, did you know there's an alternative dimension into which people disappear and then reappear miles away?
If you can prove it, Colin, I would be exceptionally interested to see that. I don't believe a fucking word of it.
Isn't that just kidnapping?
Could be. But he said it's an alternative dimension. If he can prove there is an alternative dimension that you can go in and then appear somewhere else, I would like to see.
Julia Howells.
Mm-hmm.
Or Howells.
Or even Howes.
Is it okay to joke about trans? Piers Morgan joked on air saying he was a trans slender, as he was a fat personality who identified as slim.
Yeah, I think it is, actually. I don't, you know, is it okay to joke on air about being bald? Well, most certainly is. I think we're all getting too touchy about things, Julia, to be honest with you.
Jamie Henfrey. With all the stupid stuff going on at the moment, my question is, how do you manage to stay calm when talking about it on air?
How do I manage to stay calm? Because nothing is really that important, is it?
He loves your show.
Well, that's very nice. I think Jamie actually is, he makes suits. I think he's a tailor, isn't he, if my memory serves me well?
I wouldn't know. I don't, you know, go around with your circle.
Yeah, no. Of course you don't. I'd forgotten. Yes. Yeah, you don't, if you get really too worked up about it. I love the people who want to be rude to me. I find that's relaxing and therapeutic.
And finally, if it's okay, Mr. Whale. Mm.
Yes, go on, Rob.
Peter Wakefield, should the railways be renationalised?
Absolutely not. But they shouldn't be privatised either. So there has to be something in the middle, because nationalised railways were shit. And the staff were even ruder than they are now. Sorry if you work on the railways, but I find some of the staff fairly rude, to be quite honest. There's some nice ones, but there was a guard on one of the trains that I used to commute to London on a couple of years ago, who had loads of piercings and tattoos over his head and everything else, but he was the train guard. And he used to come and sit down, and we used to have long chats. But he was great, and some of them, and he was very jokey when he was on the tannoy. But some are really quite miserable. I don't know what you can do about the railways. You can't really have privatisation because there is no choice. You have to take the train in your area to get where you want to go. So I think it should be privatised, and I think they should have to realise that they are in the service industry, and they are supposed to make it feel... Because we could drive. And I do most of the time now because, you know, it's a bit miserable. And also, there is nothing. Passengers need to behave. I mean, some people get on public transport and behave in the most appalling manner. They're loud, they're ignorant. I mean, is this a problem with a lot of the human race? I don't know. And they eat cheese and onion crisps, which is very antisocial because they stink in a confined area. And also, if you're going to use public transport, try to watch your weight. There's nothing worse than a large fat person sitting next to you and spilling over into your seat. Or should I not say that? Maybe that's offensive. Oh, gosh, I do apologise.
I think that's it for this week, sir.
Good. Piss off. I'm gone.
To the James Whale Radio Show. For more information, visit www.james.com. www.jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Why not check us out on facebook.com/jameswhaleradioshow or follow James on Twitter @thejameswhale. James Whale, the voice of reason.